The Awo Traditional Council in the Ashanti region has denied helping to perpetuate the stay of Fulani herdsmen on Awo's two land and condoning with their barbaric activities. The council has therefore challenged anyone who has substantial proof of to the contrary against any member of the Traditional Council to provide evidence for appropriate action to be taken. On the other hand, anyone who peddles any unfounded allegation that is geared towards scoring cheap political points to damage the image of the chieftain's institution in general and Awo Traditional Council in particular shall be made to face the law. These were contained in a release endorsed by the Omahin of Agogo, Nana Kweku Sapong, and Nananum of Agogo Traditional Area, and presented by the Chiamihini Nana Bwachi Yadom at a news conference at Agogo. Our reporter Razak Baba has the rest of the story.
Nana Bwachi Yadom said the incursion of the Fulani herdsmen and their cattle on the Agogo Stu land began around 1997 with small groups of cattle owners. However, as the time went on, the influx increased. Nana Bwachi Yadom said it was then clear to the Traditional Council that the herdsmen and their cattle were becoming difficult to accommodate in view of the atrocities they had begun to cause on Agogo Stu land. The Traditional Council, therefore, in 2001, petitioned Ashanti Regional Coordinating Director and Regional Police Commander for the evacuation of the herdsmen and their cattle from the area. But nothing was done about it. Nana Bwachi Yadom said since then, series of appeals have been made by the Traditional Council, but to no avail. Nananum are therefore calling on government, National Security Council, to, as a matter of urgency, fulfill the directive to the letter.
This Agogo town is mainly full of farmers. It is very unfortunate that society continues to point out using fingers some of the chiefs of this traditional council. More especially, Nana Nifahine, Nana Jasihine Eji Frempong, and then Nana Chi Bafo, and then our chairman Frempong. Unfortunately, these guys, we did a lot of interview, and then they denied that they don't have calcium and all the allegations are unfounded.
So in connection with the directive from the youth, especially the MP, and they are now telling the Traditional Council that the youth wouldn't allow you people to celebrate your 40th anniversary. How do you marry this?
That is also an unfortunate statement, because the chiefs, even though are the heads of or the managers of this town, are not the cause of the problem that we have here. We brought the cattle here, or we accepted them here, just because we thought that they were going to beef up the meat industry in this country. We want the government to come to our aid, then flush out these cattle and their herdsmen.
Nana Bwachi Yadom said people of Agogo are well-mannered, law-abiding, and are not ready to take matters into their own hands. They cannot, however, continue to sit back and watch the Fulanis kill Agogo citizens. Therefore, failure on the part of the security agencies to heed to the High Court ruling, citizens of Agogo will advise themselves accordingly.